Welcome to the Nunks of Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are diving into our quarterback tiers here. So I'm going to break these down, try and do them in a little bit of depth, and you know, cover some potential early season plans, right? I think that'll flesh out a little bit. There's a couple of players in particular that I'm talking about that I think will get a better game plan. I already have some thoughts in mind about, you know, pairings of players and the like, you know, if things kind of come to fruition in terms of our startup drafts and the like here, looking forward. So, Supermax, you know, for those familiar, we have the hierarchy of assets, right? So there's a couple of ways that you can basically hit these spots here in terms of being a Supermax player. Okay, so there's really two different ways to go about it. The first thing that you have to have is you have to be under 3 years of contractual security. There's a little bit of a give and take there. I think I'm going to modify it up a little bit. Like one of the experiences from the off season here, or this past season, that's given me a slight bit of pause, particularly on the Russell Wilson side, has been, how do we treat quarterbacks that are going into changing situations? And I don't have a scientific mathematical way to go about that yet, other than to say that when this pattern appears, we should be a little bit cautious. So Russell Wilson's sort of that cautionary tale there. Deshaun Watson a little bit as well, right? He had a changing circumstance going from, you know, changing teams. Is that something we really need to say, all right, hey, this sort of qualifies, but do we treat them differently, right? Do we slot them down a little bit in terms of how we think about them supermax-wise? Right? How do we sort of think about that, right? So that's something that we'll engage in here over the course of the offseason and try and get some more research, but that's something I'm thinking about in terms of not necessarily adding it as an element, but adding it as hey, you qualify, but how do we think about you, right? So 3 years of contractual security is basically the first key. And then you've either got to be in the top five of ADP with a prior hit, or you need to be in the top 10 of ADP with multiple prior hits. So I really like to, you know, I like to sort of be strict about this. I think it should be a narrower group than maybe the market thinks, right? So you will see some players in this range that will not be, that are not going to be in here that you would think by the dynasty marketplace, pretty big excitement about, right? So the guys in the range here right now at present, again, I have this in a couple of spots. I have this on the hierarchy of assets. I have this in our quarterback tiers as well. I'd like to blend them. They appear different though. It's a little tough. I'm sort of going back and forth about exactly how to think about it in terms of, do I want to sort of try and blend it all into one? So that'll be an exercise we'll sort of get through here as we kind of go along here. But I'm updating, I'm kind of updating it, and I'm thinking, you know, how we can maybe change it to optimize it here going forward. But so on the hierarchy, we've got, or on the Supermax tier, we've got Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, and then we actually have Joe Burrow jumping up here. Kyler Murray's in this tier as well, but Joe Burrow takes the leap. We've downgraded Stafford and Russell Wilson out for a couple of reasons. Russell Wilson outside the top 3 years of security. He's obviously outside the top 10 years of ADP, or the top 10 of ADP as well. Same thing with Matthew Stafford. So both of them hit there. Notable admission is Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson simply, again, this is one of those things I'm going to have to think about. How much do I trust the changing team? Right, there's plenty of good arguments to say, hey, Lamar Jackson might be better in an offensive coordinator not named Greg Roman. I think that that's very possible. The other is, hey, if we've got some concerns about him as a passer, right, it was this system actually best designed to optimize him, and we change him, right? We've seen this with other guys who run, right, that I think you can get a offensive coordinator who whether they're overthinking it, whether they don't know, they might even be intimidated, right? They just might not be, have ever done it before. They don't know how to optimize it, right? You go back to guys like Michael Vick, for example, like a lot of offensive coordinator churn through his time in the NFL. And right, there's, I think, a reason there in terms of how he played and how what his skill set was and what people were trying to accomplish. So I do think a lot of times you get these established, you know, football guys as offensive coordinators, and they want to run things a certain way, and they're just going to try and round peg a square hole really the best that they can. And not really let the quarterback breathe. And that's one of the concerns that I have with Lamar Jackson. Not that he can't handle it, but I'd like to see the usage here and the contract, right? I want to see both the security and the usage and the fit as we go along here in this offseason. So that's the cautionary stuff there in terms of those things. So again, Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, Prescott, Watson, we're all here. Kyler Murray was a late addition in the offseason when he got extended. Burrow's the one that really takes the jump. Why wasn't Burrow here before? Again, one hit. I was a little concerned volume-wise about the quality of his hit. You know, when you looked at it, it was firmly mid quarterback two type volume. I think it was like 18th, 19th, 20th in passing attempts last year. That just was enough where you're like, are we going to trust sort of, you know, the pattern that we don't like is that plus back end quarterback one, right? That's the danger profile. Like, that's where the misses come from. That's where the one hits come from. And especially when there's not running, right? And there's Burrow's not. You know, he can run, but it's not really a run. Yeah, this isn't Justin Fields, right? And so that's the concern. And when you have that profile living on really good variance, you have to take a pause, take a real step, and think about, you know, do we want to sort of elevate him to quarterback five, right? And that wasn't something I was willing to do. And honestly, right, I keep coming back to this, and I keep thinking about this. If we're playing the long game on Dynasty, that's the perfect situation to play it, right? Because you've got Mahomes, you got Allen, right? You got Herbert. You know, there might be a little bit of tinkering, right? 3 through 8, 3 through 10, 3 through 12, right? Like, there's a variety of different names and orders you can put those guys in. But what you don't see is, especially if you're drafting someone in the first round, it's all downside, no upside, really, right? Unless you go, you know, thermonuclear on a season. But I think all of the risk is really downside, right? So when you get that caution profile, right, that's why we won't be in on Fields this year, right? Like, that's you got that caution profile of, hey, you know, is this something that we really trust? And as we sort of sat there, like, it was, if the volume goes up, we feel a lot better about it, which is ultimately what happened. Volume goes up, feel a lot better about Burrow. You know, hit some of the expectation stuff, right? He played well over expectation and really dominated on some high variance stats. You sort of come back and you say, all right, is that how we want to live? All right, is that a reasonable thing to expect going forward? No. But he ultimately comes out, produces a lot more volume, and you say, okay, well, this is where you can actually produce from, right? This is where you can depend on that production. So I feel a lot better about Burrow. And it wasn't even necessarily Burrow as much as it was the structure of the offense that I didn't trust to support his, just to support his production, right? I didn't trust them to learn the lesson of last year, which is, hey, we went to a Super Bowl. I'm going to make a change and say, all right, let's overhaul the offense and make it, you know, pass centric, right? That's, I think, something you have to be cautious on expecting coaches to do. And to Zach Taylor's credit, he did that. So that's the positive side of Burrow there, really taking a step forward. Guys that aren't in this tier, you'll notice, Trevor Lawrence will not be in this tier. Justin Fields will not be in this tier. Again, you want top five ADP with one hit. And I want to feel really good about that too, right? I'm kind of a harsh grader. So Lawrence doesn't qualify, and then you get Fields doesn't qualify either. So there'll be a tier down. Again, we'll get that to that in a future show. What's the game plan here, right? I think we wrote about this in 2022, sort of re-upping it again for 2023, sort of the hierarchy asset stuff. You can like a lot of players in a range, right? Like you can like a variety of different quarterbacks. That doesn't mean they're all the same, right? That does not mean, like, you can pick players in a tier. You can certainly do that. And you should, right? You should like different players versus other players, right? That's perfectly fine. Like, that's absolutely what you would expect, being a dynasty player, to say, hey, I like Patrick Mahomes more than Dak Prescott, right? That is 100% right. What you have to be careful about is the price that you want to pay, right? So what did I write in 2022? Not all players within an asset are the same. Just because two players are in the same asset class does not mean you should have you should not have preferences between the two. If you're going to upgrade within an asset class, just make sure the cost is reasonable. So should you jump from Dak Prescott to Patrick Mahomes? Yes. However, we understand that Dak Prescott's a really durable profile, and you don't get baited into some of the stuff the market does of saying, hey, he's low ceiling and all these things. What you do is you say, okay, I want to do it sensibly. I want to do it reasonably. Like, I'll pay a first, right? I'll do that sort of deal to go up. That's fine. I'll add sort of non-core assets to that deal, right? That's fine. I'll add sort of if it's going to be a core asset, I can do it in a non-premium position, right? Like, you can sort of do those deals and sort of make the jump. That's fine. But what I wouldn't do is, tack three firsts onto it, right? Or tack, a top 10 startup pick in addition to Dak Prescott on top of it, right? That's, I think, where you sort of lose it, right? So you have to understand that some of these players, while they qualify in the same way, right, they do it in different ways, right? And you might think of this, let's just take it totally out of football for a second. You might be trying to accomplish different things with different types of assets, right? Different things with different types of jobs, right? For example, I'm a lawyer. There's subscribers that are lawyers. We do vastly different things, right? So if you're going to say, hey, who is going to help me on fixing a traffic ticket, you're going to come to one person. If you're going to try and say, who's going to help me on international trade, you're going to go to a completely different person, right? Like, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Same thing with quarterbacks, right? If you're trying to accomplish really, really high floor at a kind of a discounted price, right, to sort of make the jump from maybe it's a lot easier to make the jump from a core quarterback or a star quarterback, something like that, to a Dak Prescott than it is to go all the way up from, to go from Kirk Cousins to Mahomes, right? That's a big jump. But if you say, hey, listen, the jump from Cousins to Dak Prescott isn't that much as we sit here right now, that's something I want to explore, right? That's one of the things we know is Prescott's got a lot higher floor and I think a higher ceiling than Kirk Cousins does. And so you think, okay, like, that's a jump I can make. And again, you're jumping tiers, you're jumping certainty. Like, it's all the things we really like. Right, that's sort of what you're trying to accomplish with Dak Prescott, right? It's a more of a security thing. Right? Josh Allen and Mahomes exist just on a different world of ceiling, right? Just on a different world of ceiling that those guys exist. So you have to understand, like, that's kind of a little bit of the back and forth you're doing within these, right? They all represent really good profiles, right? They can all sort of, if you're using the lawyer thing, they can all represent you well. But it's a little bit about what you're trying to angle for, right? What are you trying to accomplish by doing them? And the price of what you're trying to pay, right? All of those different things, I just sort of harken it back to other things that we do in life, and that's, I think, an easy example. So that's one of the as you sort of look at the hierarchy of assets, like, that's, or the tiers, that's one of the things that always comes back. Well, like, how do I sort of treat that, right? I think spending a lot of time thinking about what you're trying to accomplish and which player best reflects it, is a conversation that's worth having. You always want to be moving up to Allen. You always want to be moving up to Mahomes, right? You always want to make those moves. One thing I've learned from watching basketball and from sort of studying basketball even more than I really watch it is, you know, just because you make a trade doesn't mean that's the last trade, right? Like, there's a bigger move going on, right? This is the first part of multiple moves, right? Just because you make a signing doesn't mean that's what you're gonna, you know, you're going to the finals with, right? You need to make probably another move in addition to that, whether that's including the player as part of a trade, you know, whether that's including, you know, a pick as an asset that you acquired in a trade, like including that and attaching it to another player, right? You're sort of, you know, making multiple moves as you're sort of jumping up the tiers of difference makers in basketball. Same thing happens with dynasty, right? So all of those things really important to keep in mind when you're sort of trading between these tiers. Couple of just sort of overall observations. I think that Watson's going to be cheap. That's good. Remember, him and Burrow are about the same age. So for what that's worth, like when you're thinking about that, you know, and they're going to trade a couple of rounds different probably in startup drafts. That's interesting, right? Saw something this week where it was like someone posted something effective, like it was some PFF grades. It was like Watson, like top 10, top 10, top 10. There was some correlation. You know, we know that all those were top six finishes. There was the DMP because he was out. And then there was like 37 or something like that. It was like the PFF grade. It was like outside the top 30. It was like way down. And it was like, which one of these is the outlier? And I feel confident about it. And I joked, the DNP, right? What the point was, right, I was just being a smartass. The point was, it was actually this past season, right? Kind of everything we've known about Deshaun Watson, he's been excellent for a really long time, with the exception of, like, his conduct and the fact that he didn't play last year and the fact that he kind of played poorly this year. I think full off season, I'm pretty confident he's going to bounce back, right? Is he all the way to the top? Is he in the same Allen Mahomes sort of thermonuclear supermax? Maybe not. But I think he is like sort of comfortably in that next tier. And I could see him outproduce, you know, I could see him being the third most productive quarterback going forward, right? That's probably not where I would place him the most likely. But that wouldn't shock me, right? That wouldn't shock me. Another sort of pivot play I think is important in this is, you know, Herbert's a little bit down. Right, so he gets on the board with a quarterback 11 finish. He's got three top 12 finishes. He's got a top six finish. So feel good about him. 25, right? So sort of right. Yeah, that's really good. And if that's going to be a little bit depressed in price, I really like that. Right, he was kind of a locked in consensus top three guy last year. I don't get the impression that that's true this year. And I think maybe it's even true in you know, in existing leagues. Right, I think he warrants a. You know, you knock on the door of the GM and see what they're thinking. I think probably the key one in terms of like long-term team building is Kyler Murray. And, you know, we could go a little bit back and forth on this, right? It can be, you know, someone said this to me last year and it really stuck to me as being true. I spent all off season, and it was actually, it was been the off season going from, it would have been the off season of going into 2021, right? So literally, you know, not this past off season, but the season before that. And I literally spent like the entire off season trying to do a quarterback trade in the league. Like I tried to trade for all the elite ones, and I started in January. And I went on and just all sorts of different offers, like, what do you want? Like, lots of conversations, like, more than I ever do because it's worth it at that cost, right? That all that time, all that energy is worth the payoff. And it was unsuccessful, 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 right? And so finally, I landed Dak Prescott, like, in August, right? I mean, it was literally, like, a six-month endeavor. And someone sent me a message that said, hey, good job. Like I know you tried to like spend all off season trying to get a quarterback upgrade. Like, congratulations, you got it. That's was like the utmost compliment because like I did. Like, I literally, that's what I set out to do, and I spent the entire offseason working on it. It might not be today that you get one of these trades done. It might be at some point in October, right? Like, one of these guys is going to drop in price. One of these guys is going to go off. You know, one of them probably going to get hurt, right? There's going to be opportunities along the way that happens with. Kyler Murray is a good example of that, right? Is now the time to buy him? Well, I'm going to explore, but the pain of him being out and potentially missing extended time isn't felt in January. It's going to be felt in May, you know, OTAs. It's going to be felt in mini camps. It's going to be felt in training camps when he's out there. It's going to be felt in week one, right? The pain of that, sort of the front and center discomfort that causes, will be felt later on. And so I think that you should really, you should explore it now. And you should, play the long game on that, right? You know, kind of establish what you're willing to pay, and then, go and sort of have that in mind. And, honestly, setting it right now is like, hey, this is kind of what I'll pay. Use that as kind of a starting point. And I always think about the Ben Simmons trade in that sense, about how Daryl Morey sort of set what I was willing to pay, what I was willing to take, and ultimately I was willing to be patient. Right, you've got a lot of time to be patient. I'm not a huge Kyler Murray fan, but I'm a fan of him if he's going to go outside the top, 10 startup quarterbacks. Right, definitely a fan there. Right, that's kind of the deal. So, and I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to pay that price because ultimately, if he gets a rebound, he's going to get into a rebound where I can pick my preferences a lot easier than I would if I was trying to, if I was trying to do it with Matt Stafford, for example. So that's really the thoughts there in terms of all of that. I think as we get into startup drafts in the offseason, I think quarterback is something we're going to try and strive for. I honestly think, Kyler Murray might really play well into that. You go quarterback, Kyler Murray being the second one, and then you come back and say, all right, like I could go Geno, or I could go Brady, or I can go, like, there's other options sort of further down the line that this year I think we might like even more so than we did last year. Right, so I think that's going to be something we're going to have to really explore, and about how sort of flexible that piece, because Kyler is going to be a good pivot point. I think Watson's going to be one as well, right? I think spending a lot of time in the are Herbert, Murray, Prescott, Watson in this group, are any of them underpriced? Because if like there's a chance that, there's enough guys there, right? There's four guys there that's presuming they're not all on the same team, right? That might be a third of your league. Maybe it's a quarter or a third of your league mates have those guys. And there's a good chance that there's people that are high on them or low on them in any given league or across your leagues. You're going to have different experiences of different players in that. And you've got enough sample size to kind of shoot at, especially if you want to add Wilson, Stafford, Rodgers, right? All these guys, sort of Lamar Jackson, sort of to that list of guys that we're interested in buying right now at discounts, right? I think that's a good place to spend a lot of time. But I would really start in the Supermax and try and break that tier, would sort of be the thought. So that's really the kind of where we're at in terms of the layout of it. Again, spend a lot of time trying to acquire these guys, a lot of different deals, right? This is time well spent, right? Time well spent. And again, if you can get one now, right, they're good long-term security bets. And honestly, you pay from insecurity to pay to security of these guys now. It makes a lot of sense to exploit the calendar. So, yeah, so that's your Supermax quarterbacks. Again, I'll break down some of the other stuff here in future episodes. So you're going to take a thorough look here at the quarterback position, and we'll have all this content here for you all throughout the offseason. So hope you're enjoying the Dynasty Daily podcast and excited to be sort of back cranking them out. I was just talking to my wife today before I started recording some of these. I was like, I kind of miss recording. Like, I took like 10 days off, and I liked it. It gives me the ability to reset. I did think it was important to reset just because it was the same weekly routine over and over and over again. I just wanted to reset my mind. I'm you know, I like doing the daily podcast. I think we do something different than other people in the marketplace. But I definitely think a reset off of where I was certainly helpful to me and helpful to you as well as a subscriber. So thanks for being patient. We'll have you every day throughout the off season. Till next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.